This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Judges chapters 9 through 12, Leroy offers a challenge to be the spiritual leader you were meant to be. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I suppose anyone who has read the first 8 chapters of the book of Judges could guess what would take place after the death of Gideon. The people turned from following the Lord. But the punishment that followed was not inflicted by some nation who invaded the land from without, but from trouble within, caused by a selfish leader. We learn of the tyranny of Abimelech, who gained power by committing murder. He had received no call from God to a position of leadership. His own lust for power and carnal ambition was his only call. He surrounded himself with a group of scoundrels who hastened his downfall. And the lesson for us is clear. A selfish leader can bring untold grief to people under him. It is true in a nation, a church, an organization, or a family. Not long ago, the Wall Street Journal ran a series of articles on the current problems faced by many African nations. One recurring difficulty was that of a selfish leader. After winning their independence in the 1960s, these new African nations put their faith in a leader from their own people. But all too often, the new leader exploited his own people in the same way they had suffered under colonialism. He milked the economy instead of building it. He stole from his people and sent the money to a Swiss bank account. And then when things began to crumble, economically and politically, the leader got into his private jet and fled to another country, where he retired in comfort while the people suffered at home. Now, it's easy to see those mistakes in countries a long ways from home. But is it possible we're guilty of selfish leadership in the responsibilities God has given us? In Oswald Sanders' book, Spiritual Leadership, he says, "The overriding need in the church is for a leadership that is authoritative, spiritual, and sacrificial. Authoritative because people like to be led by one who knows where he's going. He inspires confidence. Spiritual because a leadership that is unspiritual will result in moral and spiritual bankruptcy. Sacrificial because it is molded on the life of one who gave himself a sacrifice for the whole world, who left us an example that we should follow his steps." Now, what kind of leadership opportunity is God giving you today? It could be in your family, your church, or with a small group of people hungry to grow in their Christian faith. Whatever the opportunity, accept it as a call from God, step out in faith, and seek His grace to be an unselfish leader. The Lord is waiting to do great things through you. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the story of a man who is best known for his greatest mistake. Join us on Daily Discipleship.